Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Myself. safe to say I'm obsessed, and not in a good way. I'm glad I had that giant Shein haul last Black Friday and bought a high neck black top. I'll be wearing it basically every day until I don't have to have a bandage on my neck anymore. Anyways, it's so weird sitting at home all day, every day, basically on my own for the past month or so since my surgery. I'm someone who usually needs other people to feel alive, and I enjoy going out with my friends and going on dates, meeting new people at bars and clubs. But my life has flipped to a complete 180 because of the procedure. I am full grandma mode now, and it feels like I'm in the pandemic again under lockdown. Except instead of the whole world stopping, everyone is still moving forward and living their lives. It's just me who stopped. I know this won't last forever, but this has changed my life in more ways than I could have ever imagined. When I was in high school, it was so easy for me to stay at home and be alone most of the time. It's what I wanted back then, actually, to just be left alone. But after college, I really opened up, and that changed the chemistry in my brain to be someone leaning more towards the extroverted side. I love small talk and laughing with people while being slightly buzzed. It's like my favorite thing to do. But I realize now that I can only really do that and enjoy myself if I physically and mentally feel my best. I had to tell a little white lie to some of my friends the other weekend because they were asking to hang out and go out together to catch up and have fun. And normally I would be so down, but I just don't feel my best, so I haven't been in the mood to party or even go outside to a restaurant. I felt bad though because we hadn't seen each other in person in a while, so I just said I was sick. Lucky for me, something has been going around in the office, so I would have a cover if anyone snooped too much into it. I just feel like I don't want to drag my friends down or hold them back from living it up, and I'm just not in the right mindset for that at the moment. So it's best to just let them have their fun, and I can join when I've gotten over this and can move my head freely again. One silver lining is that this has basically made me forget about all my other problems, at least for the time being. I watched over 100 hours of Desperate Housewives, the show. I ran through 8 seasons in a couple of weeks, and each season has like 20 episodes. So if that gives you a picture of how much time I truly spend sitting in my bed and at my desk, just mindlessly consuming content. My laptop screen cracked on the inside too, so I have to use monitors if I want to use my computer. I don't even know how it happened. The people at the Apple store told me that something soft like a hair tie could have been on my keyboard when I closed my laptop one day. And that's why the inside screen is cracked, but the outside screen isn't. Needless to say, I need to buy a new computer now. I had to do a therapy session while only a tiny, tiny portion of my screen was usable, so that was a test of my tech abilities. This new guy I went to, I think this is my 3rd therapy session. Each have been with someone new because I go to these to basically repeat myself until I don't want to talk about it anymore. This new person, though, he said that his diagnosis is that I'm going through a transition period that will probably last for a few months, and that I have commitment issues. He said I tend to jump into something, like getting a new therapist, and then immediately jump out. He's so right, because after that session, he booked me in for another one in 2 weeks, and I canceled it a few days before. Because I just didn't even know what I was going to go there for, if not to rant about the same situation. But I can't rant to him again because he's already heard it all. So I guess I need to find someone new. That's most likely not the point of therapy, but it works for me. It's like an activity to let me release my thoughts into the universe instead of having them haunt me and make me spiral at night. Since this whole situation has definitely taken a toll on me, my family has been so incredibly supportive and helping me out with everything lately. I told my dad that I was thinking of renting a place in the city over the summer because the heat here during that time is so uncomfortable. It hits like 90s or 100s during peak hours. I just can't handle that this year, especially with these silicone patches on my neck. It's really not a good idea to sweat and get them all dirty. So a few days later, my dad surprised me and had these guys come and install a full central AC unit into the house. We live in an old place too, so I didn't know it was even a possibility. I thought this house was too fragile to handle that. But I'm glad it's not. Now we have an AC, and I am beyond happy about it. I can't wait for it to get hot so I can try it out. Last summer I was boiling in my room. I had my fan on full blast constantly every day, since I was working from home a few days every week. It made work so much more difficult than it actually was. A new Costco opened up near me in my local neighborhood recently, and they just released their new menu item. I think they replaced the churro with the giant chocolate chip cookie. I got to try the cookie twice, and it was the most delectable dessert ever. Way better than the churro, which was so dry. This cookie is crunchy on the outside at the edges, and so chewy and gooey. Chocolatey on the inside. Whoever bakes those are a gift from the universe. They are massive too, so you feel like you just have the biggest chunk of joy in your hand when you're holding it. Speaking of food, I've been obsessed with this soup that I get from the grocery store across the street from me. It's broccoli cheddar, but they put something special in there. Not sure what ingredient it is exactly, but it's spicy and tangy. Especially with the weather right now, it's been raining and freezing lately, so it's perfect. Guys, I swear I'm in full-on grandma mode now. I've been eating snacks like Wheat Thins and only going out to see nature and admire trees. On the rare occasion that I do venture out of my house, I hit up every place I can think of. Smoothie shop, grocery store, Target, McDonald's, Walmart, Chipotle. Just all of these places back to back to back. That's why whenever I leave my room, I assume that that's $100 just out the window. I love that I get to hang out with my sister more, though. She's my best buddy now. I bring her around to all of my errands. And it feels like I just have tail following me around town. It makes these mundane tasks a lot more fun. I went to the farmer's market with her too on the windiest day ever, and we just had a blast. Watching her hair be whipped around by the wind was hilarious. Work has been picking up lately, and I've been a bit more busy than normal. It stresses me out, but also I feel like I should take this time to really buckle down and focus on my job. Maybe build a career out of it, which is something I honestly don't know if I want. I still dream about living a soft and slow life and being taken care of, so I don't want to hustle and grind my way to the top of the corporate ladder. But at the same time, it does make me feel accomplished and like I'm doing something for myself and getting validation out of it. Not having many plans after work or on the weekends things now makes me feel like work isn't that overwhelming anymore. I have a lot more free time than I know what to do with at this point in my life. And I haven't felt this way since I graduated college and started working full time. I always felt like work was taking up way too much of my life and I need more days to myself to do all the activities that I wanted to do. I was constantly running around the state, going to all these different places. Now I get to take a step back and really calm down. I don't know if you feel this way too, but I have a hard time relaxing and just sitting with myself. I can't keep myself entertained for a long period of time. So maybe this period of time can help flip that and I can become someone who feels settled just sitting with myself. I can find new activities that bring me joy. Oh my gosh, also speaking of work, my coworker went to Mexico over Christmas time and came back with these shot glasses from the gift shop there. It has a state flower on it, and there's also one that has a drunken man climbing out of the cup. It's a double shot too, and he knows that I like to go out and drink normally, so I thought that was so cool. I feel like I'm gonna come out of this job with so many random souvenirs from my coworkers for places that I've never been to and might not ever get to visit. It's kind of heartwarming. But yeah, that's been my life lately. Nothing really too exciting. Mainly just me recovering and trying to get back to normal. I'm gonna need some more time probably to fully feel better, but that'll come soon, I'm sure. Thanks for catching up with me. I'll see you in the next one when I hopefully